Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single, family home, a townhouse, apartment slash condominium, or is it a manufactured or a mobile home?
It's a villa.
A villa? All right. So I believe that would classify as a townhome, I believe so.
Yes. Well,
right?
I guess so.
Or, all right. Or would you say it's like a single family home?
Well, it's single family. We own the property.
All right. So do you own or rent your home?
A home.
Own? All right. Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
2004.
2004? All right. Wow, recently. All right. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
17.
17. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, category 2 hurricane, category 3, 4, or 5 hurricane.
I guess so, yeah.
All right. Would you mind specifying which ones you experience?
Well, Ian was the last one.
I'm sorry?
Was it Ian and 2 years ago?
I'm so sorry. I do not know. But do you remember if it was if it was a category hurricane? Like, was it a category 1 or was it a tropical storm? Or was it a category 5 hurricane, etc.?
It was 110 miles an hour, I think.
All right. Was it a hurricane then?
Yes.
All right. So, 100 mile hurricane. All right. So, I believe that would be a category 2 hurricane.
Okay.
All right. So, do you remember the name or the year of in which this happened?
2002.
All right, 2002. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat.
If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you say you would put up shutters or board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to a home of a relative or friend in some other area, or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
Well, I have all the shutters and all that I prepare for.
All right. Well, when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so meaning around 40 hours before, when a hurricane warning is issued, so when it's like 36 hours before, or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I guess 6-8 hours before.
I'm sorry, was that 36?
No, be 8.
48? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
I think I said.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? You cut out a little bit.
I forget what time frame you...
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Am I losing?
Yeah, I just cut out a little bit, but no worries. So, again, kind of like the question, when would you begin to prepare for your home for a hurricane? So, would you prepare when a hurricane watch is issued? So, meaning possibly within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued? So, meaning around 36 hours. Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I guess 36 hours.
36 hours, all right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
No, very.
Could you please select your top three sources of information? So the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper / print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, all that jazz, or WhatsApp?
TV.
TV, all right. What about any other two?
Internet.
Internet, all right. And just one more?
Media.
Social media, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you. So on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd say 4.
4? All right, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane / storm? So the list goes, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of housing, cost of child care, or cost of insurance?
None of the above.
None of those? All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yes.
Yes for both, or yes for just evacuation zone, or yes for just flood zone?
Both.
Both? All right. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? Is it A, high flood risk, B, moderate, or C, low risk?
I think it'd be B.
What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone? Is it A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, or C, if advised by authorities, D, if advised by authorities, or E, if advised by authorities?
C, I guess.
C, all right. How would you evacuate? Well, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, so meaning around 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, so about 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If the emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
36 hours.
If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, meaning to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
A friend or family.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2, all right. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
$5,000.
$5,000. All right. Thank you. So how confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain you could come up with it? Could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not come up with it? Or are you certain that you could not come up with it?
No, certain.
Certain that you could?
Yeah.
All right. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly, decreased somewhat? Has it remained the same? Has it increased somewhat, or has it increased significantly?
Significantly increased.
Well, what about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Pardon me, what's that?
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
It's gone up 50%.
All right. What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
Um, 25%, I guess.
All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
I don't, 20%.
All right. So as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Did you decrease amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just continue paying the higher rates?
No, I just pay the higher rate.
All right. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Would you say 100% because you want it to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I'd say 60%.
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I wouldn't move.
All right. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
No? All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, or local government?
I would think federal.
Federal? All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5.
That the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Yes.
So a 5, very confident?
Yep.
All right. That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Yes.
So a 5 also?
Yes.
All right. That new developments take into account flood risks?
Yes.
That building codes are as strict as they could be to mitigate loss?
Yes.
All right. So next, I just have some questions about sea level rise. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Yes to both?
No.
All right. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of the government buyout program or neither?
As a what?
As a part of the government buyout program or neither?
Oh, no.
All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should we fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, increasing property taxes, increasing both income and property taxes?
And increase property taxes.
All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation, so and are specifically vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say you're extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
All right. Thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would you say the neighborhood, schools, or crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, or proximity to job?
Neighborhood.
All right. Would you want to select another two?
It's what?
Would you want to select another two options as well? Or just want to stick with the neighborhood?
No, that's it.
All right. How long do you plan on living in your current address? For like less than a year, more than 20 years, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or
10 to 20 years.
All right. Finally, I just have a few questions, just generally to get to know the demographic of who we're talking to. So we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So I want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather me give you categories and you tell me which one you fit?
75.
75. All right. Thank you. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One more.
So two?
Yes.
All right. How many of them are under 12 years old?
None.
None? All right. So what is your marital status? Would you say single, never married, or living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
I'm married.
Married? All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
College.
College? All right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What is your race?
My what?
Your race?
White.
All right. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
All right. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you categories and you tell me which one you fit in.
Yeah, 120.
120. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.